Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Back in trouble. Look out, old Maggie.
Yeah!
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
On the fan, we made it Friday morning of Football Friday right here on the fan. I got you for 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side, Marco's with us, and we're taking your calls for 3 hours, and it is a Football Friday, believe it or not. And here's where I want to start, because I know we got a good start from Tong. The Mets take the series against the Padres. They look to sweep the Nationals. They're two games up in the wild card. The Yankees don't need sleep this time as they head into Baltimore. Max Fried dominant. They have the second best record in the game, or in the American League, rather. And we're all hyped up for playoff baseball. But this is a Football Friday. It is a Football Friday, and here's what I can't shake, and I've been thinking about it all day, and I'm driving in today thinking about it, and I'm getting annoyed, because quite honestly, we are talking about on, what is it, the 19th? February 19th, heading into week number 3 of the NFL season, and as much as I'm pumped about the Yankees going to the postseason, and hopefully shutting all of you up, and how I've never gotten off the train of the Mets making the postseason. I don't know their, you know, luck once they get there. And that's all great. And I love postseason baseball. It's the best. I'm a baseball guy. We should be pumped about our football teams. We shouldn't feel like this is, quite honestly, possibly. Are you ready for this? Possibly. The last meaningful Football Friday in this town. For the entire season. This is it. Week number 3, September 19th. Football Friday. The last meaningful Football Friday for our two football teams all year long. How is that possible yet again? And make no mistake, sure, anything could happen and they could surprise us. And we knew this wasn't about playoffs anyway, necessarily. And, you know, Aaron Glenn telling us that, you know, big ships turn slow. So I don't know what we were expecting anyway. But make no mistake, 0-3 is the end of a football season, particularly for these two lousy teams. You cannot go 0-3 and expect to have a season. And while, sure, there's Jackson Dart with the New York Giants, and sure, that will become a main focus of when they go to him, what he looks like, and the future of the New York Giants, and whether or not the coach will be back, and blah, 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 blah. And for the Jets, first year of Aaron Glennon, you're looking for some positives. And obviously, you're down Justin Fields, but, you know, this defense, you're hoping to not have to get gashed for 200 yards rushing against Tampa, against a team that's 2-0 and gotten lucky to do so, and we'll move on after an 0-3 start, and you're looking at the coach, and you're trying to figure things out, you're trying to build something, and like none of it will matter. None of it will matter. We are an ugly Sunday away from focusing on our fantasy football teams and focusing on our parlays, as Keith likes to say, and focusing on everything else other than whether or not these two teams are going to have a season. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I am so tired of week three being the pendulum on whether or not we're going to have a football season. And I'm tired of the idea that even right now, like, this was a ho-hum victory. The Mets played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They got a good start from Jonah Tong after the terrible performance and unable to get out of the first inning. He bounced back nicely, 8 strikeouts, pitched well. The Mets win a big game. Pete Alonso, 4th consecutive game with a home run. You're trying to figure out how this team's going to match up and figure out their rotation for the postseason. The Yankees fly into Baltimore to take on the lousy O's. You're hoping you don't stub your toe, and Max Fried is dominant, and we're getting ready for the postseason. And football is a complete afterthought on a football Friday. It shouldn't be this way. And it's technically not just yet, but we are there, man. We are there. And the New York Giants are taking on a team that is 0-2, the 3-time defending AFC champions, the team of the last decade, with the quarterback of the last decade, with the quarterback coach combination that rivals, or at least is trying to attempt to rival, Brady and Belichick. 0-2, staring 0-3 in the face. The home opener. We are on the precipice. I'm talking about the season being over, and the Giants haven't played a home game. That's where we are. That's where we are. And right now, this is the game coming off of that Dallas game, right? Both of these teams coming off losses in different manners. The Jets defense, you know, I wouldn't say running their mouths, but talking about how this won't happen again and we're going to stand up and this and that. They gave up 200 on the ground. They got beat by a 40-year-old Rodgers, 41-year-old Rodgers, who looked awful against Seattle. This defense has been a disaster the first 2 weeks. The offense now is leaning on Tyrod Taylor, who I have no idea what he's going to give him. And I'm just as positive about him as the starter who's out with a concussion. You've got a coach who's talking about building a winning culture and accountability, you know, cutting the guy who cost them the game week one. And that accountability led to an absolute disastrous, no-life, no-show performance against the Buffalo Bills that just on Thursday Night Football, yes, won a football game, but Miami going down the field, you know, performing, giving the Bills a game. The lousy Dolphins. Like, it is hard to imagine, and I'm sorry, I hate to be negative, I'm trying to get all pumped up. If you're watching on the stream, and obviously you could stream us live on YouTube, join the chat. I'm wearing my wife hates this, I don't know why, too much red and blue, she hates the shoulders, she thinks it looks ridiculous. She hates it when I wear it to all the kids' soccer games and stuff, she just hates this sweatshirt. I'm wearing my Giants sweatshirt, I'm trying to get pumped up. Because I think there's a chance the Giants give this Kansas City Chiefs a game, right? Off of what we saw last week. Kansas City Chiefs, you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. What's the next line? Not the same. Not the same. No offensive weapons. Yeah, they're going to get, Worthy back. He's dealing with a torn labrum. Still has the speed, but ultimately, I mean, you're talking about Hollywood Brown being the most dynamic offensive weapon that the team has right now outside of Patrick Mahomes. You got a washed-up Kelsey. You got a team that's looked bad the first 2 weeks. You got a desperate Kansas City Chiefs team. And yeah, off of that performance last week, I have faith that this offense can do something. You're going up against a much different team than the Dallas Cowboys. You're going up against a defense led by Spags, who we all know very well here, who won a championship here, who's arguably, the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And a coaching staff with Andy Reid that is, you know, arguably as good as any we've ever seen, with a quarterback who is as talented as we've ever seen, but they're not the same. And they've struggled out of the gate here. And their offensive weapons are down, and this defense should be able to at least limit some of the big plays that have become the hallmark of this Kansas City Chiefs team over the last 10 years or so, however long it's been with Patrick Mahomes. And the offense with Russell Wilson threw the ball well. They have a dynamic player in Malik Nabers. We'll see if Andrew Thomas has a chance to play. He's been practicing on a limited basis over the last couple days. Love to see him get in there. I have no idea. Bo did a better job than Hudson. You feel like the offensive line at least stabilized itself. You know you could still throw the ball down the field with Russell Wilson. You feel good about Scatterboom and what you saw. You still believe in Tracy in the running game. Like, there are reasons to be at least somewhat positive that you're going to get a football game on Sunday. But that's where we are. We're at the point of let's hope we have a football game. You look to the Jets, Tampa Bay, and what they've been able to do. And the way they've pulled a couple of games against Atlanta and against the Texans out of the fire because Baker Mayfield has, you know, guts and, you know, balls the size of Tampa Bay. Like, it's just, like, what they've been able to do down the stretch of these games and pull these winning drives out, you know, they've got Irving, they've got a good running game, they've got Baker Mayfield, and you're still hopeful that the Jets can make a game of it. Pretty much a touchdown underdog in this game, and you're trying to figure out if you can stabilize your season. But that's where we are, man. It is so demoralizing on September 19th. And I try not to be negative. I really do. But we are talking about September 19th and the likelihood, as the Jets are a touchdown underdog to Tampa Bay on the road, the Giants are taking on Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs, who are desperate for a win. Because just like the Giants, 0-3 is a difficult thing to come back from. They're the Chiefs. You feel like they have a chance as good as any other team in the NFL to fall 0-3 and still make a run of it. But you've got, in their division, a team in the Chargers who've already beat them and look like a dominant football team, at least defensively. They don't want to fall behind 0-3 because 0-3 almost means the same for the Chiefs as it does for the Giants and it does for the Jets. Goodbye. Meaningless football. What does Jackson Dart look like? How quick can we fire the coach? What's the point? Here we are again. Same old Jets. This is such a huge weekend. Not because I think these teams can turn their seasons around even necessarily, or that this would be the first win that could lead us into a surprising season. It's a big week because I want to continue to feel like they're relevant. And if and what feels like when they lose these games, they no longer are. Let's be honest about it. They no longer are. And we can't do this anymore. We can't do it. I can't feel like the story of the day heading in on a football Friday is Max Fried. Like, that shouldn't even be on the thought on a football Friday, week three. And for the New York Giants, if we're going to get into what needs to be done to win these games, and we will, and we'll get into the games further, and we'll take your calls on at 888-808-1019. We'll have the pick segment later on at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll give you the Take a Chance parlay, which I hit last week. Very excited about that. And for the New York Giants, sure, it's pretty much similar to what it's been. You need to see something offensively. Defensively, you should have a chance to get after Patrick Mahomes. They don't have a lot of weapons. You should feel comfortable. Bowen, after an ugly performance, acknowledging that they, you know, yesterday when he spoke to the media, acknowledging he wishes he had that series back with 25 seconds left, and maybe they played too soft, and you can't rely on four guys getting home, and you need to make, you know, Patrick Mahomes feel the pressure. You need to make a move inside the pocket. And honestly, there isn't enough weapons where you feel like this defensive backfield can't cover a team that hasn't had the same kind of passing attack for multiple years now, despite still going to the Super Bowl and winning them over the last couple years. You're in your building for the first time this year, Sunday Night Football, prime time. You know this team has struggled in prime time. We'll get into Daniel Jones and his new, you know, a resurgence right to the top of the league in the MVP, as I'm sure, and his problems along with the Giants in primetime. The last time they've won a primetime game, it's felt like Tommy DeVito against Green Bay is the only game in the last 10 years I can think off the top of my head that they actually won in primetime. But you're coming back Sunday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off 450 yards of a passing game, coming off 500 total yards of offense, coming off a 37-point offensive performance against the rival division Dallas Cowboys. This should be a spot we're all pumped up. This should be a spot we're all excited to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And maybe you are. And maybe you're not falling into the abyss that I've fallen into over the last handful of years, because I tried. I tried to be optimistic. I tried to get into these teams. I tried to pump myself up. Certainly as a Giant fan, I came on here and told you they were going to win the first two games of the year. Like an idiot. And even when they play well, they find ways to lose, and they find themselves in a situation where they're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, desperate for a victory for the first home game of the year, and feeling like if they lose it, there's no longer a conversation about what they can do. There's no longer a conversation about anything other than, and we were able to put it on the back burner for a week. Russell Wilson and that passing attack and the 450 yards and the 37 points, it put the conversation of Jackson Dart off for a week. For a week. If they go out there and lose, and it doesn't even matter how, they could keep it a game. Like, and ultimately, that's what you want, right? You want them to keep it a game. No one's expecting them to win. It's to that point. No one's expecting them to win the football game. We're not crazy. And you want to keep it a game, and you want to see some more offensive production, and you want to see the team develop, and you want to see them build off of last week. And you'll almost be, you know, tickled pink if the game's a three-point game in the fourth quarter. You'll almost feel like, hey, we're hanging with the Kansas City Chiefs. They hung with the Eagles last week. They're still the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they're 0-2, even though they don't have the same weapons. It's still Andy Reid. It's still Patrick Mahomes. Hey, hung in there. Great, grand, wonderful. You lose this game, it doesn't matter how. It's 0-3, and all we're talking about is when you see Jackson Dart. That's it. That's all that's left. I'm not going to even have my typical let's tank conversation because there's no point in tanking. September 19th. Friday, September 19th, week number 3. Join me for what could possibly be the last meaningful Football Friday we will have all year. How does this happen to us year in and year out? I hate to be such a bummer, but I couldn't escape the feeling all day long. Football Friday, excited about it, can't wait. You know, me and Keith kind of are the first. I know it turns midnight, his show doesn't start at midnight, but here we are. We're like, this is it. I get to open Football Friday. Will it be for the last time? Can these two teams surprise us, get a victory, and somehow push that sun back into the sky and give us one more week of summer? Yeah, that's from Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. I stole it from Vin Scully. But can we get it? Who believes it? Give me a call. 888-808-1019. We will get to the baseball, obviously. Max Fried was dominant in this game last night. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 13 Ks. Just absolutely just going right through the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees now with the Detroit Tigers. Oh, and I hope it happens. The Detroit Tigers in free fall being swept by Cleveland. The Yankees now have the second best record in the American League. They are 3 games behind the Blue Jays, who lost as well. So I've already conceded the division. Maybe I should take it back. They're as many games behind the Blue Jays as they are up in the final wild card. So if you think the division's over, so is the first wild card. So you're feeling good about the Yankees. The Mets get a series they absolutely needed. Jonah Tong bounces back. Pete Alonso with his fourth consecutive game with a home run. They're up 2 games in the loss column over everybody, 3 over the Giants. You're feeling better about their chances. They go take on the lousy Washington Nationals. Baseball's on the table. We will discuss baseball on this Football Friday because they're the two teams right now who even have a chance. But call me up and convince me why my woe and dread isn't warranted. And there's a chance next week we'll be all pumped up for two teams that are 2-1, 1-2 rather, or one team that's 1-2 instead of both of these teams staring 0-3 in the face and wondering when the hell are we ever going to have a football season around here and focus strictly on Jackson Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And all the rest.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Woo! All right, 227. I do feel better. I vented a little bit. One of these teams got to save us. One of these teams has to find a way to win a football game and keep our season alive here. Just has to. I don't have much faith, but they just have to, man. They just have to. And, like, I mean, we'll get to it. The Jets, you know, the Jets game plan for me is relatively simple, honestly. I mean, it's the same thing we said last week. They were unable to do it. That's all. Like, what you want to do is you don't give Baker Mayfield a chance to rip your heart out at the end of the game, first off, because he'll take it. Like, that's what we've learned about Baker Mayfield. He's going to make some throws that are questionable. They're going to have an opportunity to turn the football over, run the football, clearly, which is what the Jets are still trying to do, even without Justin Fields and that ability to get that run game from the quarterback position. As much as Tyrod Taylor, you know, isn't an immobile quarterback, it's not nearly the same thing as Justin Fields. You're going to look to throw the ball down the field a little bit more, but run the football. Have a run game that looked like it did week one. Go out there with Breece Hall, run for, you know, 150 yards between your two backs. Go figure out a way to establish the run, which will open up things for Tyrod Taylor in this passing game. You know, I know there's not a lot of threats in that passing game necessarily, but that should open up the ability to throw the football a little bit. Time of possession. Don't turn the ball over. Like, this is a classic. And I know you could argue, you know, 75 to 80% of football games come down to this kind of thing. But clearly, like, this game for me, going up against this passing attack of the and offense of the Tampa Bay Bucks on the road, and this is like, they've had two really big wins, two close wins, two hard-fought, like, road victories where they needed to pull the game out. Like, this is the kind of game you catch a team, you know, sleeping, for lack of a better term. I know they're coming home, but they've gotten two really good wins. They're coming to play the New York Jets. Like, you can catch Tampa Bay in a spot here if you do what this coach was brought here to do, right? Like, this is an Aaron Glenn type game. I think it's going to say a lot about the coach. Don't make mistakes. Run the football. Win the time of possession. Maybe win the, you know, get a turnover and win the turnover battle, and you'll have a chance to win this football game. I don't think there's any doubt. Tampa Bay plays close football games. There's no reason the Jets shouldn't be in this game, but I just don't know if offensively there's enough there to keep up. If they can't win, you know, play that style of game. So run the football, establish the run, slow down their run, turn them one-dimensional, win the time of possession, don't turn the ball over. These are all the cliches that a culture-building coach, you know, this is his kind of game. This is his kind of game. And see if we can get it. The Giants, look, they really don't have much of a passing attack right now, Kansas City. They are a different football team. They're not as dominant in that way. Patrick Mahomes really hasn't been, you know, let's be fair, as much as he's still incredible, as much as he can still throw the ball while he's, you know, literally flying through the air, completely horizontal, and what he's able to accomplish, I get it, but he hasn't been Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or some of these passing attacks for a while. They just haven't been that kind of team. They play excellent defense. He makes enough big plays in the clutch. They make the big plays. They have the big moments. And I suspect the Giants have a real good opportunity to keep this game close, but close isn't good enough when you're 0-2. It's just not. And we're wondering when, and I know how tough the schedule is and everything else and what we've seen from the Chargers, you know, and the rest of the teams they're going to play, although Denver hasn't looked as good. We'll find out about the two of them this week. But, like, it's not just good enough to keep it close. Season's still over if you keep it close. Keeping it close is 0-3. And then it becomes one talking point. The Giants, you know, will come down to one talking point. When do we see Dart? That's it. And it was so refreshing this week that we didn't have to have that conversation, that Russell Wilson ended that conversation. There is no ending that conversation 0-3, because 0-3 means what we all know it means. The death of another season. Today's Friday, September 19th. Sunday will be Friday, September 21st. We will barely have a day of fall before our football seasons are over. We haven't picked one pumpkin. We haven't had one pumpkin latte. We haven't taken the kids on one hayride. Like, none of it, man. None of it. We haven't had one Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Like, none of it. Although I already saw it in the supermarket, because now they come out in freaking July. Like, I have no idea. I hate that. I don't know. I think I've had this rant before. I cannot stand how early you see the Sam Adams Oktoberfest now. I can't stand it, because it's always a special day. Not that the Oktoberfest beer is so great, although it's good. I do like the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. But it's not so much that, ooh, I get to drink Sam Adams Oktoberfest. It is a signal of the turning of the season. It is a signal of getting into the football season. It's a signal of just it marks the time. It's one of those things that mark the time when Oktoberfest comes around. And when it's, like, you know, out there on September 3rd, like, if I could pick it up for Labor Day weekend, like, it doesn't have that same feel. It should not have its own, like, kiosk or whatever it is, you know, the buildup of all of them stacked together with the sign on how, you know, the sale or whatever they're, like, that section in the beer section, in the fridge section, all the stacked up Oktoberfest, I should not be able to take one for Labor Day weekend. And I refuse to. So, I mean, we're talking about none of the fall stuff, none of it. None of it. None of it. I haven't raked a leaf. I haven't, you know, done one damn fall type thing. And we're talking about having the season over again. And I hate to be pessimistic, but I can't help myself. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Jay in Staten Island. What's up, Jay?
Chris, how you doing, brother? How's everything?
Good. How are you, man?
All right. Can I make one suggestion to you?
Yes.
All right. In the morning when you get done, go get your pumpkin latte, and then in the afternoon, go get your Oktoberfest and have your beer and drink it and enjoy it for that day tomorrow, because I 100% agree with you that this season is over right now. I mean, as a Giants fan like you are, you know, we're going into the season right now 0-2, playing the Chiefs that are 0-2. The Chiefs play the Chargers, which are perennial, you know, playoff team, also top AFC team. And they played the Eagles, the Super Bowl champions, and they played them both to a competitive game. Mm-hmm. They lost both of them, but, you know, they were in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to preface the Chiefs. I mean, they've been in three consecutive Super Bowls. Like, yeah, we all know.
You're right.
Like, you don't have to say, the last 2 weeks they actually hung in there. They're the Chiefs.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. But, you know, as far as us as Giants fans, you know, we got shut out by the Commanders.
Yes.
And,
well, not
you know,
quite.
Okay.
Touchdown shutout.
Yeah,
yes.
Close. Right, close enough. I mean, you know, that was, you know,
pathetic.
Pretty much an anemic offense.
Disastrous.
That we.
Atrocious.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Right. And then what do? We put up points against the Cowboys, which is going to be probably the worst defense in the NFL. So, you know, there is something in between, which will probably fall in between there. Yeah. But, you know, we're also, you know, Russell Wilson put up 400 yards against a team that's probably going to be top three worst defense in the NFL at this point. You know, I mean, if we're assuming that.
Yeah, and they were without Bland, who clearly is arguably their best defensive player overall, and certainly their best defensive back. So yeah, we'll see what the Bears and Williams and Ben Johnson can figure out against them this week. Because you're right, I don't think it's going to be a bad defense. There's no doubt about it. The Cowboys are not going to have a good defense. They have zero pass rush.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, still, listen. It's the NFL. It's
the secondary with the Cowboys. I mean,
of course.
You know, how many blown coverages did they have in that game?
No.
Where we had guys just streaking down the field, where
Wandell Robinson was streaking.
Yeah,
he was streaking down the seam open all day long. I hear you. I still don't want to dismiss 450 yards passing. Like, it's the NFL. It's still the NFL. The Giants offense had a good day. We could say it's because the team is terrible, up and down, same thing, right? Nobody seems to, like with Daniel Jones, nobody wants to say they played a miserable, Miami Dolphins team. It's Daniel Jones is the next MVP. Like, it is still the NFL, bottom line. So I'm not going to completely diminish what they did last week because we have seen them play over the last handful of years, the dregs of the NFL, and they can't score a touchdown. So 37 and 450 yards of passing, I'm not going to just dismiss, as pessimistic and as angry as I am. And I was fully on board with talking today about the idea that just keep the game close with Kansas City, right? I was thinking about it all week long. I've been kind of talking about it. I was poised today to kind of do it like, hey, build on last week. Nobody expects you to win the game. Go out there, continue to show us you're a football team, have a competitive game, have some offense. Don't let the Chiefs put up 40 with this offense. They shouldn't be able to do that. Figure out a way to have a competitive football game, keep it close, cover, you know, have a good game, and we'll all feel better about you. And I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of doing it. I am. I'm tired of doing it. I'm tired of that idea. I know it's the Chiefs. I know it's not just an average football team that we're having that conversation about. It's the Chiefs. And yeah, they're 0-2 and they play tough opponents and one was in Brazil. I get it. But I didn't want to do it. I got to be honest. Like, I came in, me and Fleegs were talking and we were both just like, well, I mean, you know, these two lousy teams were already on the season being over. And I'm like, yeah, like, that's it. I'm tired of the idea of let's keep it close. I don't want to do that anymore, man. Like, this sucks. This season was supposed to be a little bit different. I know the schedule's tough, and the over-under was 5.5, all right? No one has any misconceptions. Same thing with, like, you know, with we were talking about Aaron Glenn, talking about Legos, and everybody expects the Super Bowl in 1 year. Nobody expects that. No, I don't know what he's talking about, because nobody expected that. But can we not have a dead season already? Like, can we not... And here we are facing it again. And I'm as pumped as anyone. You know me. I'm Mr. Yankee. I'm as pumped as anyone about last night and their chances moving into the postseason. I'm more pumped. I heard a call yesterday that just drove me absolutely nuts. But, you know, it's just that no one has any faith that this team's going to do anything. It doesn't matter. Same thing with the Mets. Like, we're all pessimistic on some level, but the season's there. Some of us are optimistic. But, like, we got football. We got baseball ahead of us. I get it. I'm excited for the postseason. But, like, the idea of Football Friday, there's just no juice to it, man. There's no buzz to it. These two teams have just completely drained us of any sort of enthusiasm that we can muster. Like, it's impossible. Even off of last week in that performance, what are we talking about? First caller, well, it was against the Cowboys. It sucks. They still found a way to lose. Like, there's no... There's no way to build any sort of, like, optimism around these teams. And come out and surprise us and win a football game, maybe we'll change our feeling. I just don't want another dead season, man. I don't want to focus. I don't want the focus to be my fantasy football team. I don't want, you know, Brett in Long Island to call me and knock me for caring more about my fantasy football team than the Giants, because at some point I will. It won't be about wins and losses after this week. It won't. It'll be about Jackson Dart. That's it. And it'll be about Glenn. And it won't even be about wins and losses for the Jets anymore. It'll be about show me something, coach. Let's find out about our football coach. Let's find out about our young quarterback we drafted. Let's find out about our football coach. That's what the season becomes for the Jets and Giants after 0-3. That's what it becomes. Hopefully one of them find a way to put that conversation off for a little bit. Nick and Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Nick?
Hey now.
First time
listener, long time caller.
Oh, well, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you for making the call, Nick.
So before I get to my point, I got some housekeeping. I totally agree with you. The Oktoberfest. Unfortunately, during the Canelo fight last weekend, I got pulled into that because they bought that, and I was kind of disappointed.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's there at a party and you see it, you want it. I'm not. It's just that
it
I hate.
Disappointing, though.
It is. It's disappointing how early it comes out. Like it's still technically summer. Like we still kind of are.
Like to see.
It's still summer.
I like to see the leaves. I like to see the leaves before I have that, you know?
Oktoberfest is a vibe, and it's not when it's 80 exactly. degrees out on Labor Day weekend. Like, it's just not.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. And another thing is, to listeners that don't know, this is the best athlete in his high school, Chris McMonagle. You guys can look it up.
Well, sir,
and maybe the best athlete to ever come out of Nassau Community College.
Well, that's not true. No, I didn't even. I wish I would have played sports at Nassau Community College. I should have kept up with it. But
well, you're too busy becoming a legend.
That's it. That's what it was. I was too busy becoming a legend in 13th grade. That was such a weird experience, Nassau Community College. It was 13th grade without any friends. Like, I went to class, I left. It was such a bizarre experience. I don't have a single friend that I made there. Not that, you know, people were mean or anything. I just didn't bother. Like, you know, I was in and out. But, but yes, circa 2001, I won the award. I don't know if people would argue right now that I was the best athlete, but the people handed out the awards did.
Though.
It's all that matters. That's right. I got $300 for textbooks.
Yes.
300. Yes, did you ever get $300 for textbooks? I did.
No, I never got $300.
That's
for
right.
Textbooks, except for my mother.
Right, exactly right. No. The Cary High School gave me $300 for college textbooks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And another last thing. After Artie Lang and Joe Benengo, you're the third most famous person to ever come out of the Kinetic School of Broadcasting.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's very kind. I don't know about that, but I appreciate that. Yes, Connecticut School of Broadcasting was fun, too. Had some good times. I think I made more friends that I keep in touch with from the 16 weeks of Connecticut School of Broadcasting than the 2.5 years it took me to graduate a two-year college in Nassau County Community College. That was 13th grade, man. I didn't, like, it was just in and out. Went to class, left, went home. I still had buddies that all stayed home, either didn't go to college or went to Nassau as well. Like, I don't have a single buddy or anything from that experience for the couple of years there. I was a ghost there. It was an awkward experience. But I wish I kept up with the sports, if only to stay in better shape. I stopped playing sports. My dad got sick. No excuses. But that's when I really started to put on the weight. And I remember having a conversation with a coach of a college that was somewhat interested in me to go play football, Division III. They had a connection to my high school coach. It wasn't like I was seriously being scouted like my man Keith was. I was the best football player on an average Division II Nassau County team that didn't have a scout at a single game. But there was connections to a team, and I had a conversation with the coach. And believe it or not, you know, he wanted me to put on weight. Not necessarily heavy weight, I'm sure he didn't want me to just eat cheeseburgers all day, but he wanted me to put on weight. I was like, you know, I forget what I was. But he wanted me to become like a nose tackle or something and put on a bunch of weight, hit the gym. And I was like, you know what? I really don't want to get any bigger. I was like, that's not appealing to me. I'm not going to go anywhere. It's not like I'm playing professional football or anything. Do I really want to, like, you know, even if it's muscle or whatever, do I really want to get myself any bigger? Nah, not really. Nah, I did it anyway for nothing. Ryan in Rockland County. What's up, Ryan?
I was the PS12 arm wrestling champ.
Is that a fact?
That is correct.
There
Nobody
you go.
Beat me in honor.
I was also the district, not just the Cary High School champion, but I was the district champion of tug of war.
Right, but oh yeah, you were the anchor, but also you.
Well,
got
no,
the
we used to do it one. On, we used to do it one on one as well in the district sports night and everything. So, but nobody in the district could beat me in tug of war.
What about the rope climbing? I used to go up
no,
there like
rope,
that.
Nope, rope climbing, nope. Not my thing. Pull-ups, not my thing. Nope. I was much better on the ground.
Right. When I destroyed the chin-up bar, they were all staring at me. I was like 12 years old. So why is everybody looking at me? I picked up my jacket and stuff. But anyway, you got the big hit in Staten Island, kid. Remember, you pulled the Gary Carter. It was two outs, and you said, I ain't making the last out. You started the greatest comeback rally in Staten Island history out there. I don't know if people remember that.
No, yeah, in the charity softball game back a couple of Junes ago. That is correct. Evan told me he was going to get me out to end the game, and I said, not today. Line went down the left field line. I don't remember if it started a rally or not, but sure, I like that story.
Yeah, listen, if I was pitching Game 7 of the World Series, I would love to face Evan and Pete Hoffman. But let's get to some serious stuff now. Mm-hmm. First of all, that shovel pass by Josh Allen tonight.
Yeah.
Well, he was taught that by Brian, the bonehead. He taught him that pass.
That's
you
it,
see
Brian.
The way he threaded the needle on that pass? Dude, come on, man. You could practice that for a million years and wouldn't be able to get that.
No,
done.
Brian Daboll is the one who taught Josh Allen how to do the shovel pass. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Brian Daboll helped develop that Josh Allen. Thank you for the call. That's right. He taught him the shuffle pass. He taught him everything. Josh Allen would be nothing without Brian Daboll. People get hung up when I say that. People still got, it's okay. Like all those, everything can be true at once. Most of the things that we talk about with Brian Daboll can be true. He was impactful in the career of Josh Allen. That's okay to say. It's a fact. He was impactful. I don't know 100% if Josh Allen becomes this good or if it happens in Buffalo necessarily. Maybe it doesn't happen in Buffalo. Maybe it happens somewhere else. Maybe it takes some more time. I don't know. He's super talented. He was eventually going to become good. But we have seen, like, guys have had a lot of ability and a lot of talent and become nothing in this league. Brian Daboll was instrumental in the beginning of Josh Allen's career and had an impact and is part of the story of Josh Allen and his rise to greatness. He's part of the story. We could debate how much. He's part of the story. And he's been a lousy coach with the New York Giants. Both can be true. Both can be true. And I've never said, and I know people get mad at me for that, for bringing up the Brian Daboll connection to Josh Allen. I have never, ever said that he shouldn't be fired because of that. I never, ever said he's a great coach because of that. I've never, ever said that the Giants would be foolish to move on because he did this. All I've ever said was, he did do that. That's why he was hired. And I really hate to hire a coach based on his ability to develop a young quarterback and never give him one. All I've ever said. That's all I've ever said about Brian Daboll. I want him to have the opportunity to develop a young quarterback because I don't know what else he's proven in the league. To me, there's a little bit of proof that he helped develop Josh Allen. I'd like to see him do that for Jackson Dart and the New York Giants. Why hire him and never give him that chance? That's all I've ever said. That's all I've ever said. He has done, outside of year one, a miserable job with this team. Miserable. And he's on his way for this to be the last season that he is the New York Giants head coach. And if it continues like this, even with the idea of trying to develop Jackson Dart, it's going to be hard to push back on moving on from him. But I just didn't want to not give him the opportunity to develop a young quarterback. I hated that idea. I hated that idea. But both can be true. He's done a lousy job. You have no confidence in him as a coach, and you want him gone. Fine. That doesn't mean he didn't help Josh Allen. He did. And I don't know why we're so, We can't say that. It's like we get mad. Oh, that's ridiculous. Josh Allen, did it all by himself. No one ever helped Josh Allen ever. Not his high school coach, not his college coach, nobody. Josh Allen's talent was so undeniable that nobody along the way had any positive impact. Certainly not the offensive coordinator that helped him transition from a miserable rookie to a budding superstar by year three. That's crazy. Why would you give him any credit? Nobody. Josh Allen's so good, none of it mattered. Nobody in Wyoming helped him. Nobody in high school helped him. Nobody in Pop Warner helped him. He was just undeniable. He was going to be this great no matter what happened. He could have been, you know, he could have been living in an arcade his entire life, and someone could have plucked him out and said, let's go play football today, and he would have been terrific. Brian Daboll helped him. Brian Daboll's been bad as a New York Giants head coach. Both are true. Sean in Syracuse. What's up, Sean?
Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We interact on X every now and then.
Okay.
As a football fan, I feel bad because I should have been a Jets fan, but, I mean, my father wanted me to be a Jets fan, but in the early 90s, I became a Packers fan. What I can say is, as somebody that's followed the Packers for over 30 years, I mean, the Giants and Jets, God bless you for having any type of hope, but they're so far off.
Yeah.
But I want your baseball opinions.
Yeah, and we'll get to baseball in a little bit, but you can ask me what you want, sure.
I appreciate you. Mets and Yankees, they're both going to start on Tuesday, September 30th. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the best of three for both of them? Let me backtrack. Do you actually think that the Yankees have a chance against Toronto?
Do I think the Yankees have a chance against Toronto in a playoff series or still catching them for the division?
As far as the division, because yeah. One of your counterparts, Evan, at 2 p.m., if the Mets had a three-game deficit against the Phillies, I was that guy on Twitter, by the way. If the Mets had a three-game deficit against the Phillies, he would have said no chance, but he was still making a case that the Yankees could catch the Blue Jays. This is also a two-part call. Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I think Cal Raleigh is the MVP. Granted, I watched him in Atlanta home run derby. Granted, I'm a Mets fan, but I do think that Cal Raleigh is the MVP over Aaron Judge. I'm not trying to have you bash Aaron Judge, by the way, but
no, I would. Well, I would never. So, I mean, he's the best hitter on the planet.
Of course. Of course, and that's no problem. However, Cal Raleigh deserves the MVP. Is that correct?
I would say as of right now today, no. I would vote Aaron Judge. I said this the other day. I did a rant, and thank you for the call, Sean, and I'll do it real quick here. First off, let me ask you a question. I think that the Yankees have a very, 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 very limited chance of catching the Toronto Blue Jays. Yes, they've lost two in a row. The Yankees have picked up two games in the last 2 days. It's not necessarily over. The Yankees have an easy schedule, and the Blue Jays are dealing with, you know, not having Bichette. It's possible. It's very, very unlikely. What is it, 9 games left now? With 9 games left to make up 4 because they have to pass them, they can't tie them. Very, very difficult. I do not think the Yankees are going to catch them. I guess there's more of a chance than I feel a little bit better about it than I did 2 days ago because they picked up 2 games, but no, I don't feel overly confident. In a postseason series, I think they would beat Toronto. For the division, going to be tough. Now, as far as the MVP, you know what? It's 2:56. Let me break. I'll come back and give you my thoughts on the American League MVP. It's become a big talking point. I did it a couple of days ago. But let's break down the MVP a little bit, or at least just give you my thoughts, because I do think I differ than most Yankee fans, although I did just give it away. Today, if I had a vote today, Aaron Judge would be my MVP. But the idea that it's just preposterous to think otherwise, I don't know. We'll get into it. 888-808-1019, as well as get into the baseball. We'll turn the page, do a little bit of baseball here. We do have picks coming up later in the 3 o'clock hour. I got you till 5 o'clock, so we still do plenty of football. We will turn the page a little bit to the baseball, as clearly both of these teams, in my mind, are going to the postseason and had big wins yesterday to kind of reinforce that idea. And the Yankees are catching breaks left and right in the standings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.